Gina, Gina.
So I have another round of Dear Gina. This is where a listener reaches out to me for advice, and I just got a very appropriate Thanksgiving one. So here we go.
Nice.
Says, Dear Gina, my new husband Justin and I were so excited to host our first Thanksgiving together with both of our families attending. Until now. This is the first time Justin's mom has ever given up hosting duties, so she's basically taking over ours. Ooh. She nixed half the things on the menu in favor of her traditional Italian dishes and even insisted on coming over yesterday to clean our house to make sure it was up to her standards.
Wow.
I love his mom dearly, but she has really taken all the fun out of Justin and my first Thanksgiving. Gina, is it possible to save this holiday, or should we just let her steamroll all over us? Mark, I have a feeling you have an opinion on this, but I'm going to give mine first, okay?
Yep.
Dear Amy, no! I get that Justin's mom has a long tradition of feeding the family on Thanksgiving, but for the love of God, she agreed to come to your house this year, and she needs to dial it back. However, if you want to save any chance of a relationship with your new mother-in-law without storming off before dessert, you need to have your mama's boy husband talk to her and say you really appreciate her help, but it's really important that the two of you are able to start your new traditions together. By the way, Justin's mom seems like she might have a little flair for the dramatic, so play to mama's inner superhero by saying that you're so grateful to know that if there's anything you guys can't get done yourselves, you're just so comforted to know that mom is able to swoop in and save the day. So good luck, Amy, with this turkey day, and remind your husband to grow a pair for next year.
Now, I completely agree with Gina. I'll add one caveat. It needs to be both of them sitting down because mama's boy ain't going to say what needs to be said.
Oh, yeah.
And taking it back a step, why is she hosting?
They wanted to have their first Thanksgiving together.
That's where you blew it by taking it over. Because her role has always been throughout his life, taking care of him and feeding him.
Right.
And now you're do your separate thing, but to invite her over
now
we're hosting
invited?
It? No, I'm saying also go to Thanksgiving. If you want to have your own little...
I see what you're
saying.
You've taken away all of mom's Thanksgiving traditions, and you've usurped that.
Oh.
Now you've blown it. You've gotten into mommy's drawers. There.
Well, mom can have Christmas.
The thing with the wrinkly old ladies is that they don't have a lot, and they've taken away one of her purposes in life. Mm-hmm. I think Andy's on it. It's too late now, but they should have let her have hers, then they're going to do theirs and just literally do two things. But it's already over.
Gina's exactly right, though. Do all of the pandering that you can.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we wanted to do this, but you've been doing this for so long, and we are just so happy to know that if we screw everything up, boy, you're going to come in with your cape and goggles and fix it. Thanks, Mom.
But don't say she wears a cape.
Oh, okay.